Sala Falava, and here's a look at your afternoon news. Arguments were heard in high court last week on a motion by the attorney for former executive director of the retirement fund, Luatua Filisowounga Tafua, to dismiss the government's case against him. Luatua is charged with 14 counts of stealing and 14 counts of embezzlement of allegedly misappropriating about $112,000 of the retirement fund's money for his own use. In asking the court to dismiss the case against Luatua, defense attorney Marcellus Tala Uyangale drew attention to how his client's life has been negatively affected by the case. He also cited cases with similar circumstances where courts have granted dismissals. Uyangale pointed out that the government first moved to dismiss the case against Luatua. The court granted the motion and dismissed the case without prejudice. He said the government waited 17 months to refile their case with the same charges. Prosecutor Assistant Attorney General Christine Soul objected to the motion to dismiss, noting that the defense was not asking to delay the trial, but to outright dismiss the case. She said the reason why the government moved for dismissal was because their key witness was off fighting at the time. However, the witness is now on island and the government is ready to proceed to trial. Associate Justice Fiti Sunia has taken the motion for dismissal under advisement. A ruling is still pending. The Commissioner of Social Security, Andrew Saul, has announced that Social Security offices will remain closed for the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Local residents have expressed frustrations with trying to get information from the local Social Security office during the closure of its office in the Centennial Building. A statement from the Commissioner issued last week said, "We understand that the public wants to engage with us on some matters in person, and our local offices are integral to our communities. We also know that not everyone can conveniently come to us in person, and then when you do visit, you want the process to be efficient. For example, we may need evidence from you, but we do not need to interview in person." Saul said the Social Security Administration is currently testing Dropbox and express appointment options for the public to bring in documentation. He said often you would need to know your Social Security number and do not need a physical Social Security card. However, if you do need to replace your card, we are testing video appointments if you need a new Social Security card, but do not need to change any of the information in our records. The Social Security Commissioner said, "Be assured that as we continue to evolve, we are committed to serving everyone, including our most vulnerable populations, who often require in-person assistance." In other news, the annual JROTC drill competition held at Kananafo Gymnasium last Friday, March 19th, was a culmination of months of preparation, long hours after school and weekend practices by cadets and instructors of all public schools on Tutuila, or public high schools on Tutuila, and Kananafo High School. The drill competition tests a program's ability to organize, work as a team, and on overall performance, as well as the personal discipline it takes for a cadet to perform at competition level against their peers from other programs in four different events: inspection, regulation, color guard, and exhibition. Kananafo High School, the only private school in American Samoa with a JROTC program, was the overall winner of this year's competition. This is the sixth win in a row. Congratulations to Sergeant First Class Codero Ala and the Kananafo instructor and his cadets for an outstanding performance. Governor Limanu has appointed Chief Procurement Officer Tia Limasunu Dr. Mikaele Etuale for the Board of Directors of the American Samoa Economic Development Authority. Limanu said as the legislature is not currently in session, this is a recess appointment which will expire at the conclusion of the next regular or special session of the legislature. He added that he has submitted Tia Limasunu's name for consideration by the House and Senate. And finally in our news, news from Samoa, a family who recently lost a 16-year-old son in a sporting accident at a local college wants answers on how it happened. The family alleges the college was negligent. Samoa Observer reports the incident happened at St. Joseph's College at Lotopa last Friday when David Manuele fell on the concrete floor during a sack race and hit his head on the concrete. The student's uncle, Ulungia David Paono, was dismayed at the school for organizing a sports event in the school hall. A sack race game held in the hall on a hard surface My concern was about safety risk. The teacher's negligence led to this, he said. He fell and hit his head on the floor. No first aid was applied, and the ambulance was late. The teachers didn't even think of how dangerous the situation is, he said. They took it lightly. David Manuela was the second of eight children of Ulungia's sister, Fatima, and her husband, Manuela. There has been no response from the school regarding the incident. Ulungia added that his nephew's death should not be in vain, but a lesson to all schools. Let the passing of my nephew be a lesson to all schools. Sports activities should have a risk assessment and first aid on standby, he said. And that was a look at your afternoon news. Reporting for 93KHJ, I'm Sia Atofau.